about to go into this new addition to the show, being that we got a new consistent co-host, the beautiful Courtney Love. We going into tips for real bitches in the struggle. Tips for real bitches in the struggle focuses on the in the struggle. So take this game, you know what I'm saying? Courtney Love, do what you gotta do. Let these stupid motherfuckers know what you got to go through.
Hey, 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 Courtney Love is definitely in the building, trying to shoot out the best advice I can dig up possible. I'm gonna try to be as, you know, I'm going to be as honest as it comes. If you don't like it, please shut me off.
I feel your realness. I feel it.
Real shit. My first real tip that I'm going to shoot at you today is the difference between being a hoe and making shit happen and being a hoe that's just being a hoe.
Okay,
I gotta express this. I gotta get this off my chest.
I feel you.
To my hustling hoes. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Okay.
I gotta get this off my chest to my hustling hoes. I have respect for a hoe that's out there tooting that shit up any and every chance that she can, bringing that paper home, draping herself, her kids, keeping her lights and gas and shit on, keeping a household for herself. Any day, I got respect for a hoe that's doing that, that's holding it down, that's being real to herself.
Okay.
Cause if you're not being real to yourself, then fuck it. So I have no respect, and I absolutely just, I'm in disagreement and disgust with a hoe that's just a hoe.
I feel you.
And when I say a hoe that's just a hoe, I'm talking about a bitch that's out there. Okay, put it this way. If you're fucking different niggas every day, all the time.
For free.
For free. You're not getting shit from it but an STD. Like, if you're not getting shit from it but an STD, you're not paying. You're not getting no bills paid. Your kids ain't got shit, but you keep having them. You're fucking everywhere but in your own home because you ain't got one hoe. You're just a hoe.
I feel you, I agree with you, and you know, we have always been against that over here at Boss Mike No Fly.
Oh, well, thank you.
I feel you.
All right.
all right.
On a more positive note, with the hustle, I wanna get on EBT.
Okay, EBT gang.
EBT. I have nothing against EBT. If I could get on this shit, I promise you I would. And I would fucking hustle like I see these bitches out here at the stores telling you, if you give me 50, I give you 100. That's that EBT game. What you give me, you give me half, and I give you the other half from my card. I respect the EBT game. Real bitches, I have no problem with it.
So you talking about buying a EBT card from a bitch, like the EBT card got about $200 on it, and you buy it for $100.
You buy it for $100 in cash. But you'll get like $300 worth of food stamps.
Okay.
So what you gonna do is you gonna cash out your home first. You gonna shop. You'll get your home filled up with the rest of that shit. You gonna cash it out, literally cash it out, sell that shit. Go pay your phone bill, your lights, your gas, because you can't pay your lights and get your gas with EBT. You feel me? But a hustler bitch, no. Let me go fill up my freezer in my refrigerator. They call the homegirls and put out the word, I got EBT for sale. You got homegirls that need EBT? If you ain't got homegirls, you know, nigga, everybody got somebody that's down with the EBT game. I'm gonna shoot you 50, you give me $100 in EBT. Everybody. I absolutely respect the female that logically thinks and really evaluates the EBT game and utilize it to better her life and her household. Does that shit the right way. I love it.
Especially motherfuckers that's gonna smoke it up anyway.
Right?
You feel me? What the fuck? Right? You gonna smoke it up? Sell me that. I'm finna buy some groceries.
And let me do some shit with it.
All right now.